Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, over the past month or so, eggs have been on sale. Were you tempted and you bought some extra dozens of eggs? Or perhaps you just been on a baking spree and you have some eggs left over and you're going, okay, there's that date on the box that said I should do best use by, the freshness date. And how much attention should I pay to that? Is the egg still fresh? Is it spoiled? And I'm thinking, usually we talk about eggs at Easter time. Well, that's coming too. But right now, it's if you have some eggs that you want to check out, well, there is a way to do that. Now, we're going to talk about both egg freshness and egg spoilage. There's a big difference. When an egg is fresh, you get an egg that's really fresh and you crack it. The white is thick, the yolk stands up, it kind of stays there. It doesn't spread out all over. As the freshness diminishes, the egg will just spread out and become much flatter. But they're still safe to use both ways. The appearance is what looks different, but the egg is still nutritious. It is still safe to use. It is still a very usable egg. So here's a test for freshness. And then we'll talk about spoilage a little bit. But freshness. You place the egg in a bowl of water. Of course, it needs to be more water than, so the egg has place to move in there. If the egg lays on its side at the bottom, it is still quite fresh. If the egg stands upright on the bottom, it is still fine to eat. But you probably put that on your list to eat pretty soon. Come up with a baking project or a maybe you have an egg sandwich for lunch, or you make a frittata, or, use up those eggs. Or just hard cook them and have them for snacks. If the egg floats to the top, it's past its prime and probably not so good for eating, but still safe. Big difference. So why does this method work? Why does it tell you that the egg, what stage of freshness it is? Well, eggshells are very porous. Over time, air passes through the shell into the egg, and its shelf life diminishes as more air enters the shell. Also, the more air that enters the shelf, the more buoyant the egg becomes. So when the egg floats to the top, you're finding that there's a lot of air in there. Not so fresh. So remember, I'm not sure. Get that picture in your mind. Freshness means going to the bottom and laying on its side. I think it's the opposite of a dead fish. Yeah, maybe not. Dead fish floats to the top. Well, the egg that's not so fresh, even though it's safe, floats to the top. Maybe somehow you need to get a picture in your mind to kind of keep that that method opposite in your mind. And it is a good method. It is a safe method because of this air changing through the shell. That also is a clue as to how the eggs should be stored to prolong their freshness as much as possible if you need to do that over a long period of time. And that is, leave the eggs in the box that they come in. They're a bit more protected. The air doesn't move around them, especially in our frost-free refrigerators. There's a lot of air that moves through the refrigerator, and so it dries out food more quickly than the old-fashioned ones. I wonder if there are any of those around anymore that aren't frost-free. At any rate, leave the eggs in the box. If you have a refrigerator, it comes with one of those little egg containers in the door. Well, recycle it or put it in your desk drawer to hold paper clips or something. Take it out of the refrigerator. Do not use it. Keep the eggs in the box. And although it would be handy to keep the eggs in the door, that's probably not the best place for them because the temperature is a little higher in the door than it is back on a shelf in your refrigerator. So things that take more cold to stay fresh longer probably shouldn't be in the door. Put things in the door that don't take that kind of refrigeration or you're going to use up really fast. So maybe keep the eggs in the box and put them back on a shelf rather than in the door. Now, if you're a family who eats lots of eggs or you do lots of baking, it probably isn't going to make a big, big difference. So now let's talk a little bit about eggs spoiling. You know, so they're really not good to eat. They're not going to taste good. They're not going to look good. Or they could even make you ill. But with eggs, that risk is pretty low. In addition, bacteria needs moisture, a favorable temperature, and time in order to multiply and increase the risk of illness. So the eggs that are left out, you know, if you color the eggs and leave them out of the refrigerator, those aren't so safe. But when they're in the refrigerator, it's a rare event that an egg contains bacteria, very occasionally. So you just reduce the risk of bacteria by proper chilling and then by proper cooking when you take it out of the refrigerator. When you handle eggs with care, they pose no greater food safety risk than any other perishable food, and perhaps even a little less. So the faster you use your eggs, the less time any potential bacteria will have to multiply. And as we said, when properly handled and stored, eggs rarely spoil. Instead, as an egg ages, the white becomes thinner, the yolk becomes flatter, as we said, and the yolk membrane weakens. Although these changes may affect appearance, they don't indicate spoilage, and they don't have any great effect on the nutritional value. Rather than spoiling, if you keep eggs long enough, they're more likely to simply dry up, especially if they're stored in a moisture-robbing, frost-free refrigerator, as we mentioned. So, highly unlikely that you're going to find a really rotten egg in your refrigerator unless it had a crack in it or there's something else going on there. More likely that it's just not going to be look as good, or it, it will be dried up. Now, occasionally, you know, if something happens that there is some bacteria that enters the egg for some reason, maybe a crack, or maybe there's been some dirt on the outside if you've gotten eggs from maybe your neighbor, etc. As the egg ages, the bacteria decline are replaced by spoilage bacteria, and if they're present in large numbers, the eggs as you crack them will give off a sour or fruity flavor, and the color may be kind of blue-green. So you're pretty sure when you crack an egg that's spoiled, you're pretty sure that it actually is spoiled. Now, another question that folks sometimes ask is about that blood or meat spot that occasionally find in an egg yolk. Nothing to do with spoilage or safety. They're caused by the rupture of a blood vessel on the yolk surface when it's being formed, or by a similar accident in the wall of the oviduct. Most eggs with blood spots are detected by electronic spotters and never reach the market. But even with the mass scanners, it's impossible to catch all of them. So both chemically and nutritionally, eggs with blood spots are fit to eat. If you don't want it on the egg, just remove it with a spoon or the tip of a knife and get rid of it. But the egg is still going to be good. So eggs are wonderful. They're good for you. They're one of the purest forms of protein. And we've been hearing more information about how athletes want more protein. As we age, we need a higher proportion of protein. So eggs are a wonderful source of protein at pretty low calorie, unless you add lots of cheese and butter and all that kinds of things. Eggs in themselves are pretty low calorie. And all of the information about cholesterol, well, that's kind of decreased also because of the way our body forms cholesterol in itself and because of the kind of cholesterol in the eggs. So, you know, you still probably don't want to, probably not a good idea to eat 5 eggs a day. But then it's not good for us to overeat on any one food, no matter how great it is. So maybe get in the habit of eggs if you've been out of that habit. And remember that they are really safe to eat. Just keep them in the refrigerator until you're ready to use them. And then cook them, and they're going to be great. Again, I'll just repeat, if you want to test the freshness, this isn't for spoilage, if you want to test the freshness, the fresh egg is going to lay on its side at the bottom. The next freshest will sit upright on the bottom. And the not-so-fresh egg is going to float because of the additional air. So there's the extraordinary information this morning about eggs. Until next time, here's a thought, nothing to do with eggs. The definition of wrinkles, something other people have. I have character lines.